everybody. This is Mel from Blind Alive. Today, I am very excited to introduce Marty Klein. He has a yoga program out that I've had for a few months now, and I just love it. I've been doing it and noticing the changes in my body because the other yoga programs that I've been doing don't hold the poses as long as in Marty's program, and I just find that really helpful. I feel very, very alive when I'm finished with it. So without any further babbling on my part, I'm going to say hi to Marty. How are you doing?
Okay. Thanks for having me, Mel. I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. So, Marty, the way you and I met was I was doing research for my own website, which I launched in July at the ACB conference at the Las Vegas beautiful Riviera Hotel. Not a place I would choose to go, but it was an experience. And so what we did was I've been creating well-described exercise programs, and my first one is Sculpting with Weights, level one, and that's on the website now. And one of our free giveaways was your blind yoga CD. So if you would just tell us about it.
Okay. It's called Beginning Yoga for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And I put it together a few years ago with Gretchen Hine, who is a Kripalu certified yoga teacher, and myself. And it's something, it's a project that I've wanted for years to have out there because I saw so many blind people being intimidated about going to yoga, you know, places where they had workshops or classes. And I thought, well, the best way to get blind and visually impaired people involved with yoga is to provide them a conscious package that will help them learn yoga in a way that they'll have enough confidence to go out into their local communities and take a yoga class and know what to do and what not to do and how to teach the teacher, how to think well about them in the class and how to assert themselves to, you know, be a yoga teacher, a yoga student in a class with sighted people. So I was thrilled to actually finally, you know, produce it, and all the feedback's been really good about it. It's been one of those pet projects of mine, and my goal was to help visually impaired people get involved with yoga, but also to become empowered to go into their local community and get involved with yoga in their local community.
I just love it. You know, I think a beginning yoga person could get your blind yoga program, and you know, you would need to listen to it a few times. It would take a little bit of effort, you know, to actually sit and listen to it. But if you really want to do it, I just really encourage people to go out and get it and listen to all of the CDs and do it. You know, you can do it just without going to a class. I mean, I think you can.
Yeah, it is a comprehensive program. There's five CDs. CD one teaches stretches and has some information from me and my yoga teacher. CD two and three are 24 different postures, and they're all languaged in a way that all visually impaired people will be able to follow everything. And CD four is a whole one-hour yoga flow, which is what you'll be getting when you go to your yoga classes. And then CD five is a whole bunch of information about yoga and about how to be assertive when trying to find a class and how to teach the teachers how to think about you and all that. So it's a nice, real nice comprehensive program.
Yeah, I really think it is. The thing that I thought was so ingenious about it was the way Gretchen talked about alignment and how to use your yoga mat and blocks and a wall to know where your body is in space.
Yeah, I remember many, many days and hours that we spent, and she would offer something, and I'd say, no, this is not right. If you don't know what's going on, you know, and you can't see, you got to do this and you got to do that. So we did take a lot of time in, you know, producing the program, but it's pretty good. Most visually impaired people really love it. And I, you know, the thing that I tell people is, you know, it all happens right there on the yoga mat, which is 6 feet by 2 feet piece of rubber. And once you get used to it, you know, you don't have to worry about anything being without sight because it's all happening right there on the yoga mat.
Yeah, I like that. So let's talk a little bit about your own personal yoga practice and you being a blind person. How has yoga really enhanced and helped you in your life?
Wow. My body's in really good shape. I'm going to be 66 in a couple of weeks. And a couple of years ago, maybe last year, I produced a yoga, 6-minute yoga flow on YouTube. If anybody wants to Google blind yoga, Marty Klein, YouTube, you'll see the 6-minute yoga flow. And to just show people that you could be any age and be without sight and still be in great shape and still be able to do wonderful postures and yoga flows. The woman on the CD who narrates it is my yoga teacher. And I've taught her over the years how to think about me in the class. And she has, she was so open to learning what I needed and what I didn't need. So she's been great. So I do go to yoga class once a week, on a Monday morning, and then I do yoga in my house every day. I just love having that as part of my morning, spending an hour on the yoga mat doing yoga.
Do you follow your own thing, just kind of create it as you go, or are you following something specific?
No, at this point in my yoga practice, every day I walk, you know, every day I wake up, I'm a different person. I have different needs. So when I get on the yoga mat, I listen to my body. I usually have a little, you know, I'm in a lotus position. I usually have a little prayer about, you know, connecting with the mind, body, and spirit of what we're all about here on the planet. And then I, you know, listen to my body, and I have a routine, but I will stray from the routine based on whatever's going on with me in the moment. For example, like right now I'm healing from this hernia surgery. I know that my body is not ready to do a lot of the strengthening postures like plank or downward dog or, you know, different things like that. So I'll do more relaxation, restorative postures, stretches that are tolerable, but I don't want to aggravate the healing process of the, you know, surgery. So I'm being thoughtful about my body. And it's just great because if every day you practice listening to your body and honoring it and giving it what it needs, but not what it doesn't need, your consciousness around your own health and well-being are going to grow.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the same way. I don't do the same thing every day at all. And some days I don't do anything at all. Some days I stay under the covers and read a book all day. You know, it's...
You know, I was told years ago that the most important posture for all women is Shavasana.
Shavasana, yeah, that's a great one.
It's the corpse pose and to just rest.
Yes.
Take 5 minutes to rest every day and with a consciousness. It's a very good thing to do.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and I realize, too, I can tell when my monkey mind is getting away with me is when I do my yoga practice and then it comes time to do Shavasana. And I say, okay, I'm going to relax now. And I take a deep breath and I let my body relax. But within a second, I'm spinning again. And,
right.
You know, and so I just have to return back to, okay, you're going to lie here for 5 minutes and you're going to rest. It doesn't matter how much more things there are to do. We're just going to rest.
Right. Put all those doing things on hold for a few more minutes.
Right, yeah. Right, right. So let's talk a little bit about yoga and just being blind. You know, I just think it's so important for us as, I just think it's really important that we move and
yeah.
Consciously move and move without fear, as you say on the yoga mat.
Well, you know, in our society right now, we have